Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The largest increase in homicide rate in American history. In American history. In Pittsburgh, homicides up 80%. Shootings up 100% in history. All of this since George Floyd, so you know. And check this out. Murder clearance rate in Chicago, 26%. 26. Last weekend, 12 murdered, 70 shot. Less than four of them will be arrested. If you look at the math, and convicted. How about that? Post George Floyd. In Minneapolis, 100 homicides. One police-involved shooting. One. The victim was firing at officers as he drove toward them. In Minneapolis, more than 300 police officers have retired. In Pittsburgh, we will lose at least 100. A significant number of commanders. Done. Had it. Fed up. Fact. Murder clearance rate in Pittsburgh. Back in the day, when Bob Minert was the man, 90 plus percent. Now, below 50%. It's sickening. Gary, my friend, military background, law enforcement background, true insider, one of the few people I trust with the truth. Gary, explosive crime rate since George Floyd. Why, sir? Why?
Well, you have police that are hand-tied. You have a community at times doesn't trust the police department and therefore won't provide information, even though that was like that beforehand, but it seems to be worse now. You have political people in the DA's office that are letting these criminals out of jail. Judges, the political appointees, political judges are getting elected officials. It's a worst-case scenario for the law-abiding public and for police right now, Morty.
And the numbers are staggering. Gary, shootings up 108%. Carjackings up 225%. Homicides up 108% in Minneapolis. And similar numbers, Chicago, New York, and in Pittsburgh. Gary, this is scary stuff, is it not, sir, for a guy like you who's out there on the streets every night?
Sure, Marty, because right now, the criminals do not fear the police. Your hands are tied. Until society has enough of it and starts electing officials for the DA's office, for these judges, and keep these people in jail, and take the handcuffs off the police and put them on the criminals, it's going to get worse. And your law-abiding citizens are going to be ones that are going to be punished. People need to get smart in this country and stop electing these people like Chelsea Wagner, who have no experience for a judge's office. There's many of them just like that. The DA's office is the same all over the country. You get people that are political DAs that are going after police right now. And I'm not saying all police are good, but you know, the vast majority more, let's face it. We're lumped in. 1% does bad. The other 99% of us are lumped in. There are no other occupations like that right now in America.
He's right. Hey, Gary, 25% homicide clearance rate. That's frightening. In essence, Gary, if I want to kill someone, in all likelihood, I'm getting away with it, right?
Well, Marty, I mean, back in the day, you had homicide detectives like J.R. Smith in the city. He left. He went to the DA's office. I'm pretty sure he retired now from there. You experienced people. Now your experienced people are getting out of law enforcement. So what do you expect from your rookies or your first, second-year homicide detectives? They don't have the help of the community, number one. And number two, they don't have the money or the assets to go out and investigate these people like they used to be able to.
Why is this all happening post George Floyd, sir?
Well, I seen an interesting narrative this morning on a Facebook post. The meme was when a police officer is involved in a shoot, a police officer is killed, the media makes an article about it. But when a police officer kills somebody, it's a great big story for weeks.
Sure.
I don't know, Marty. It's hard to explain in my line because, I mean, I'm on the opposite side of it right now. I see what's going on. But there's distrust. Not so much the law-abiding people. It's the overwhelming majority, but a solid majority. Right now, these people have an axe to grind. Usually people who axe to grind, they're the ones with criminal records or have families with criminal records. So that's where they speak the loudest. And unfortunately, right now in America, with the social programs, they're the ones getting the candy.
And fascinating, a woman's 10-year-old is on life support, shot in the head in a drive-by. She says no one cares, no protest, no media coverage. And they asked her why. She said, because a cop didn't do it. Is that true?
That's right.
Do you believe that?
That's 100% true. 100% true. I mean, how many years ago was Ryan Hackey shot over in West Homestead in the gas station? Was he 6 years old? That barely got any play compared to the average person that was down in the hands of police, which the overall majority of them are criminals. They're resisting arrest. They did a crime. They got drugs in their system. It's not like they're going out, the police are going out and killing a sports star for no reason at all. These people are fighting with police. They're arguing with police. Instead of taking their fight to the criminal court system, taking them to the streets.
Hey, Gary,
and unfortunately,
if you had to do it again, would you sign up again to be a cop today?
Marty, it's in your blood. I would, but it's difficult.
How about your kids? You have teenage kids. Would you tell them?
Yeah, no. I'd write to them, though.
Already.
Do something else. It ends with me. It's not worth it no more. If I had enough time to retire right now, I'd be gone.
Thanks, my brother.
And I work in a bedroom community. It's pretty safe and good people around, and it's still not worth it. There's still people travel by it. You wouldn't believe the stuff they do when they see you in the middle of the street. They give you a finger. They give you everything else. And it's just disgusting right now.
Thank you, brother. He's a good man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.